Sundays.
I love Sundays.
It all started with heaven and earth and the empty, formless waters of the deep. Then God sparked light and day and night and stars. Day by day, God called into creation the vast and powerful bodies of the universe and the massive bulk of planets and continents and seas. God brought into being the endless array of creatures and species with the monumental girth and microscopic complexities. God then formed humans in his image, with intricacies and abilities and capacities at the pinnacle of all that God had made. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. On the next day, then, God took a break. The Bible says it this way. By the seventh day, God has finished the work that he had been doing, so on the seventh day, God rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating what he had done. This comes from Genesis 2, 2 through 3. Speaking of rest, much later on when Jesus walked on the earth and spoke to people in parables and in plain words, the Son of God in human flesh said this in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of God.
This is our second Sunday in our sermon series, I Love Sundays. And here is a screen door, which is a teaser for what's being expected next Sunday. Yes, next Sunday, you will be given something. Curiosity, right? Curiosity. Something for you to use, to be engaged more actively and meaningfully in worship. Please plan to be at church next Sunday too. Knowing that in our worship space, we will have a door today, I was thinking of a story. One pastor was visiting parishioners who have not been to church for a while. At one house, it seemed obvious that someone was in the house because the pastor standing outside the door was able to hear a sound of TV and a sound of laughter at a TV show floated out from the inside. However, no answer came to his repeated knocking of the door. After waiting a little while, pastor took out a note card and wrote on it simply Revelation 3:20. Then he stuck the card in the door and left. On the following Sunday, he saw the member came in late to worship and left early, even before the end of the service. The pastor found later after the service in the offering plate his note card returned. There was a cryptic message added to the card. It now had Genesis 3:10. Okay, now you wonder what the two scripture passages are. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 reads, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to you." Then Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, which was the church member's reply to Revelation 3:20, says, "I heard your voice and I was afraid, for I was naked. So I hid myself." So my most appreciated part of this illustration in the context of our series is that the parishioners came to church on the following Sunday. Yes, he was at church on Sunday. Right? You got it, the point, right? And I wanted this series to be an encouragement and inspiration to you as you desire to keep Sundays in ways which God intends and blesses. Yes, change your life by changing your Sundays in ways that are pleasing to God. And this is my hope that 4 weeks from now, we are all going to have a better pace of life, better rhythm to life, better outlook on life. Yes, at the end of this series, I hope and believe that we will all be saying one simple phrase with no hesitation, no doubt, I love Sundays. So, would you practice that with me now? I will say it and you will repeat it, okay? I love Sundays.
I love Sundays.
Great, yes. Indeed, Sundays make our life better. Indeed, Sunday is worth our love. So, today my prayer is, may God speak to each and every one of us here while you are in a place where God sees our need of healing, assurance, encouragement, and transformation. And today, I boldly and confidently proclaim the truth that Sundays can change your whole week. Think of this. Everything God made has a rhythm. The universe as a whole has a rhythm. The earth has a rhythm. The four seasons have a rhythm. Sometimes one season goes so long compared to the others. But our bodies have a rhythm. Our heart beats on a rhythm. Our lung pumps on a rhythm. Everything has a rhythm. The first scripture reading for today is from the second chapter of the whole Bible. In all that God made and saw and declared good, God added another item to make all the creation live on their own rhythms in harmony and balance with one another. And it is a day and a process of rest. What? From the beginning of all things, of creating the totality of life and the universe, God included the concept and rhythm of rest and renewal? Why? Did he need it? Was God tired? Probably not. It's more likely that God built rest into the cycle of creation because God knows we need it. Because God knows that everything God made needs it. It's very clear that resting is a part of the rhythm of God's creation. God created everything that way. God made the Sabbath for God's creations. God created us to require one day in seven to draw ourselves from what? Hectic and busy world, or yes, impassive and revolving world, and rest with God. Recharge and recenter our lives. Here's a quick Bible quiz. Yes, in the story of the 7 day long God's creation, what day did God create humans? Day six. Days. What? Day six, right? Day six. Then what's fascinating is what we humans were invited by God to do on the next day, on our first day of existence. It is resting with God. That's the first thing we humans did after waking up in the new world, Bible says. Rest with the one in whose image we have been made. Feel the creation that God made and declared good, and celebrate it with the life giver and life sustainer. These are what the Sabbath is about. And not after each day of creation, but after the 6 days of the total work of creation, God decide to rest with his creation. In that way, Sabbath is always communal. You can say, sure, to rest, I can go out, out to the wilderness or to the wood and to walk. But Sabbath, the way that God made the Sabbath, is always communal. Just like this day of Sabbath comes on day 7, after 6 days of God's creation. So with this series, I have been convinced again and again that this is truly good news, that Mark chapter 2, verse 27, the Sabbath was made for humans, not humans for the Sabbath. As you can see on the maybe next slide, we have this scripture passage on the slide as well. So sit back and relax here in worship. Relax with God in worship. Of course, I don't want you to relax so much that you fall asleep in worship, but I do want you to relax enough to lower your blood pressure and listen well to the Spirit of God in the air and leave here in a little while feeling a weight lift off your shoulders. So let's turn in the Bible to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Exodus 20 is where Moses gave the 10 commandments. The first commandment is this. Maybe we can have this scripture passage on the slide. Not this one, probably next one. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath in Hebrew. Zakor ye'ihom ha-Shabbat. Remembering, Zakor is looking back. Remembering is looking back, isn't it? Then we can understand this commandment to say that after the Sabbath has passed, we should think back on it. That's how we should live on days after the Sabbath. Remember what you experienced on the Sabbath. Now we turn forward in our Bible, three books, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 12. Yes, Moses gave the Ten Commandments twice. Once when the people of Israel were entering the wilderness, and once again later when they were leaving the wilderness to enter the promised lands. And this is the second giving of the Ten Commandments. This time the first commandment says this: observe the Sabbath by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Did you notice the change in verb? In Exodus, the command is remember, look back, recall what is told. In Deuteronomy, it reads observe, in Hebrew, samuar. This verb is oriented toward the future, looking forward, doing what is right as you continue to live on, as time goes by. And Jewish people care about the difference of these two action words. On Sunday, Tuesday, and on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Jewish people, zakwar, remember. Remember what went on during the Sabbath. They just celebrated. And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Jewish people, samuar, observe. In other words, look forward to the coming Sabbath. This cycle of remembering, observing, forms the sacred rhythm of their lives in each week. And what, do you feel that the Sabbath, which is celebrated on Saturday, is too Jewish? And we Christians As you know, adopted Sunday, the first day of the week, as our Sabbath, because it is the day that Jesus was risen from the dead, and Jesus became the source of our joy and hope on this first day of the week. And the principle is the same. Recognize life's rhythm and God's rhythm. So take a day to rest and build it around God and family. Then, what if this afternoon and tomorrow morning you pondered over what you felt and learned in church on Sunday, not only through the sermon, but through other worship experiences and through the study and fellowship with your fellow Christians? What if on Monday and Tuesday mornings you remembered what God spoke to you and how you felt God's touch while you were in church on Sunday? What if you talked with your family and friends about it on Monday and Tuesday? And what if this Friday you talked to yourselves and to your family and friends about you're looking forward to church? Yes. The way to make Sunday the best day of your week is to prepare for it as if it's going to be the best day of your week. Yes, a way to change your whole week is to live on this rhythm which God created for us. So, I love Sundays. Sundays have a power to change my whole week. Sunday is the best day of my week because of this day I get paid, no, but because I tune my life to God's rhythm and dance to it. I mean, not real dancing, right? But I mean, arranging my thoughts and trusting that God speaks to me and trusting that, as Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and the best place that I can rejoice in God and over God is Sunday in church. Like this, power to make mind, power to make a decision is proved by psychologists. You might have heard the statement, act your way into a new way of thinking. In fact, acting, thinking, and feeling are always working together in dynamic interplay. If you alter one of them, the others respond and change accordingly. And the thing is, it's easier to act your way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of acting. So during the week, remember and observe. Make your mind to make this Sunday the best day of your week and prepare for Sunday as if it's the highlight of your week. On Sunday, live your life, enjoy God's gift of life as you are in the presence of God and you are making the best day of your week. But at the same time, I recognize the reality of life. The reality of life is that we are suffering, that we face challenges. Our life made us tired, and that we are burdened, feeling like we are yoked, feeling like a heavy weight is laid on our shoulders. Such a reality of life is very true in our experiences, and also God's giving of rest and God's invitation to the Sabbath is also very true. So, I chose as the other scripture passage for today, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. In fact, considering the context of this passage, we can see that there is a political implication in Jesus' words here. But today, I want us to be focused more on the image of yoke. Like this, maybe. Like this. Yoke is made for two oxen to do the work together. And this type of yoke was common in Jesus' time. Did you notice the two different sizes of yoke? Yes, and this type of yoke is made to fit around the necks of two oxen in different sizes. Two unequal animals are supposed to labor together, sharing the work together in one yoke. And then what? What must happen is that the larger ox is pulling all the weight while the smaller ox is not pulling much weight. And this was Hebrew farmers' intention, to let the little black learn from the other big ox as they are bounded in the same yoke. And this is what it is like when we recognize that we can be yoked with Jesus. He invites us to do it so that He shares our labor. And we who are yoked with Jesus realize that we are not alone, and receiving from Jesus the strength and courage to endure, and we learn as we are led in His directions. Take my yoke upon you. I hear today, on our day of Sabbath, Jesus says to me, to you, and to all who are weary and heavy laden. Jesus tells each of us to allow Him to share in our suffering and in our yoke, and to allow Him to take more and more of our heavy burdens on His shoulder. Here, do I say too much metaphorically? Do you feel that these words are just, what? Yes, kind of soothing rhetoric? Easy to say, but harder to experience? I do know about that what Jesus says here is real. A great cloud of witnesses around us and tells us their experience of Jesus' compassionate and transforming presence. To help us stand more firmly on this truth, to help us rest assured of His promise, God made Sundays for us. God called us to church on Sunday and be reminded over and over, this is the kind of yoke that we are on with Jesus. Sunday is not given to be an extra day to get things done. Sunday is not meant to be a bonus day to put our kids in high-impact activities so they could get ahead. Sure, these are good, but in essence, Sunday, most importantly, is a day of resting with God, recentering our lives in relationship with God, which sometimes can be best depicted as two oxen in the same yoke. Jesus shares our pain and suffering, bears the load of our lives. Or in worship, you can feel this way. Jesus carries you on His back. As you can see on the next set of pictures. Or Jesus grabbing hold of your hands. This is what God made Sunday for. And this is how Sunday changes your whole week. I believe this, and I hope you can believe it as well. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Do you need a summary of this whole series? I have one slide that I missed. The Sabbath is a rhythm of remember and observe and rest, refuel, refresh, and refocus. Rest assured of God's presence in your lives. Jesus is with you even when you feel that you are burdened.